If you're tired of hustling just to keep your business afloat, stuck in that feast or famine cycle, and constantly feeling like there's never enough time, energy, or money to go around, then this episode is for you. Today, I'm kicking off a new series designed to help you break free from burnout, ditch the busy work, and really create sustainable success. We're diving into how the hustle culture is robbing us. Yeah, robbing us blind of not just money, but also our time and our energy. And I'm going to share what you can do to finally reclaim control of your business and your life. Let's get started. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubé, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello and welcome back, business owners, entrepreneurs. So happy you're here. Before we dive into today's episode, I just want to share something with you that's coming up that's really, really exciting and that I'm really excited about. If you're listening to this live, then I want to make sure you pause this episode and hop over and get in on this before it's gone, because it's only available for a short time. And if you're catching this episode later on, well, you'll have to listen in for the next time I do something like this. Okay, what I want to know is, does your business feel more like a grind than the freedom you actually dreamed of when you started your business? Are you buried in busy work, constantly putting out fires and struggling to grow? Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs feeling this right now. And if that's you, I've got something just for you. It's called the Simplify, Streamline, and Scale Business Bundle. So I've partnered with 60 other expert business owners to offer you over $4,000 worth of courses, templates, workshops, etc. Totally free. Right, totally free. But here's the catch. Only from October 22nd to October 29th. Just that 1 week. So when you get in on this, you're going to learn how to simplify your operations, streamline your processes, and scale your business without burning out. But again, it's only available from the 22nd to the 29th of October. This is your chance, really, to ditch the overwhelm and finally build the business and the life that you've been working for. So I want you to pause this recording and head on over to ceoamplify.ca/bundle and make sure you register today before it's gone. You don't have to sign up for all the products today, but you do have to make sure you put in your name and email in order to get access to this free bundle before it expires on the 29th. Alrighty, ceoamplify.ca/bundle. Okay, let's get into it, our episode for today. You know, I've heard a lot of buzz lately in this online space about ending burnout and escaping hustle culture. And I'm sure you've heard it too, right? Things like, get out of hustle mode, find your balance, stop burning out. And yet, so many of us, especially us women entrepreneurs, are still finding ourselves stuck in this feast or famine cycle, where we're either overwhelmed with work or we're scrambling to find clients. And when you're caught in that cycle, it feels impossible to escape, right? because you need the cash flow right now. It's not just about self-care tips and tricks. It's really about how to keep the lights on. And if that sounds like you, I want you to stick with me because today I'm kicking off a new series here on the podcast where we'll dig into this cycle and talk about how to break free. We'll talk about banishing busy work so that you can finally get to that sustainable success you've been searching for. And I'm not just going to be talking about surface level fixes like productivity hacks. Sure. There's space for those. Automation, delegation, it can save us time for sure. But they're not the whole answer. You see, the antidote to hustle culture isn't found in a 33-step funnel or working 14-hour days. No, my friends, it is not. It's about taking a step back and rethinking how we're approaching our businesses entirely. So let's start by talking about how hustle culture has, in many ways, created what I like to call poverty for business owners. Now, I'm just not talking about poverty from the financial sense, although that's certainly a big piece of it. I'm talking about poverty of time, poverty of energy, and yes, a poverty of money. These are the things that are keeping us stuck in that feast or famine cycle, and it's what I want to dive into in this series. How do we hustle-proof, burnout-proof, and life-proof our businesses? How do we build something sustainable that doesn't feel like it's actually eating us alive? I remember working with a client once, and when I first started working with her, she said, "Donna, I've created this wonderful business. It's making me money. It looks great from the outside. But I think I've made a hairy monster and I have no idea how to control it." And that's really stuck with me because I think a lot of us feel that way. We just may not express it like that, right? Okay, so let's dive into these three poverty things that I see that are holding us back. Let's start with the poverty of time. And this is something I see all the time. Business owners who feel like they're working 24/7. And even if they're not literally at their desk, they're mentally always working. They're thinking about the email that they didn't respond to or the client question that came in last minute, and then they feel like they just can't step away. It's almost like they created a job for themselves instead of the freedom that they originally thought entrepreneurship and small business ownership would bring. I remember a while back, I was talking with a client who was juggling her business and her family. She'd started on this journey to create more freedom in her life, but what she got instead was the feeling that she was, quote unquote, on call all the time. Her phone was always buzzing with emails or notifications. And I remember her telling me, "Donna, I can't even have dinner with my family without checking my phone." Now, partially this was her, right? Because she felt that she had to answer every single email, no matter the time of day that it came in or when she saw it. And I remember her saying, "If a client emails me at 10 p.m., I have to respond. Otherwise, I might lose them." Can you relate to that? You're sitting on the couch, trying to watch a movie or spend some time with your loved ones, just want to unwind. But that little voice in your head says, "Check your phone. Just check your phone. It'll just be a minute. Just make sure nothing urgent came up." And before you know it, you're back to work. You're sending emails at all hours, sacrificing your evenings and your weekends for the sake of keeping your business afloat. This is what I'm talking about when I say the poverty of time. You're so consumed by the day-to-day grind that you don't have time to focus on the big picture work, the work that moves your business forward. You're too busy putting out fires and reacting to every little thing that comes your way that you don't have time to do the strategic CEO-level work that actually is going to help you grow. It's like you're always playing catch-up. And that is a one-way ticket to burnout. So if you're listening and you're focused on putting out fires, if you feel like you're always getting pulled into the weeds of your business, and you never have the time to do the big picture work, then you'll always stay stuck. You have to be able to set aside time for the things that's going to help you move your business forward. Entrepreneurs who are struggling with poverty of time are the ones who you see can never take a break unless they're forced to. Let me say that again. They don't take a break unless they're forced to. And here's the truth. It's not that they don't have the time. It's that they haven't made the time to design their business to support their life. When we're stuck in the poverty of time, it's putting us on the path to burnout. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Because we're humans, we're designed to need rest, rejuvenation, and recharge. We're not machines. And to be truthful, even machines need a break, right? My phone needs to be plugged in. My laptop battery runs out. We have to give ourselves time to rest and recharge. All right, off my soapbox about the poverty of time. Let's talk about the energy poverty. And this one is huge for business owners right now because, you know, over the past few years, we've all been running on empty. We're waking up every day, dragging ourselves through the motions. And sometimes it can feel like our emotional and our mental reserves, they're depleted, like we're tapped out. I recently spoke with a business owner who frankly admitted that she was struggling to show up in her business. She wasn't putting herself out there like she used to. And obviously, her visibility had dropped. And it wasn't that she didn't want to do the work. It was that she just didn't have the energy anymore. And that's a common theme I hear, especially, again, from us women who are carrying the weight of so many responsibilities, some paid and some unpaid. And when you're emotionally depleted, it's not just about feeling tired. It's about not having the bandwidth to do the things that you know are essential. You're not visible in your business because you don't have the energy to be. You're not putting out content or networking because, honestly, it feels like too much. It's like trying to run your business on fumes. And frankly, it's exhausting. So this is where we need to flip the script. If you're feeling this way, it's time to stop and look at your resources. It's time to figure out how to get out of that energy hole, because you can't drive a business forward if you're running on empty, right? It's like trying to push a car with no gas. It's going to be painful and slow, and eventually you're just going to burn out. And then the final piece here of this poverty is poverty of money. The feast or famine cycle. We've all been through it at some point, right? You land a few clients, things are going great, money's rolling in, you start doing the work on those projects. You drop the ball a little bit on your marketing and getting visible. And then those projects wrap up. And now what? You're back to zero, scrambling to fill your client docket again. It's a constant state of hustle and panic. And let's be honest, panic is not a business strategy. And one of the biggest reasons I see people stay in this feast or famine cycle for such a long time is that they basically have two different modes that they're in. They're either in the client work mode, or they're in hustle mode. and they don't know how to keep both parts of their business running at the same time. And I get it, it can be frustrating because in the first few years of your business, especially if you're still working out what marketing strategy works for you, what sales strategy work for you, what program, what service, is it the right fit for your clients? Do you have something that you really love delivering? You're trying to figure all this out, and there's a lot of moving parts to running a business. And it can be frustrating because it is like juggling. And if we imagine a juggler with three different balls in the air, so we've got marketing, we've got sales, and we've got delivery. And if you're there juggling those three balls, it's very easy to drop one, right? How do we get out of this? How do we start building the momentum that you're actually looking for? And this is why we need to build sustainable businesses. We need systems in place that allow us to keep the momentum going without having to restart from zero every few months. We need strategies that help keep our marketing and sales going even when we're delivering services to clients. And this comes down to really creating a balance between working in your business and working on your business. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard me talk about this a lot. And this series this month is all about the three core strategies that I use again and again to help my clients get out of and prevent the poverty of time, energy, and money in their business. Now, to be clear, I'm not going to give you some overhyped promises that this is going to help you, you know, double or triple or 10x your revenue overnight. Let's be real. Doubling, tripling, or 10xing your revenue is not sustainable long-term. While it sounds flashy and it's good marketing hype, it's really very hard to keep consistent growth at those rates. Most of us don't have the foundation in place to be able to double, triple, or 10x our revenue very quickly. But what we do want is solid growth. Solid growth that we could do maybe 25% or 50% year over year, where growth is coming in, but not from hustling. It's coming in from the systems and the infrastructure behind the scenes that help our businesses run more efficiently. Where those systems are now rinse and repeat. So that means that we've done the hard work up front to put those systems in place. And then it doesn't take as much effort to continue to see results in our business. So again, this isn't about having a complicated 35-step funnel system that can break when this thing doesn't work with that thing or when the algorithm changes or all the different things that are trying to connect together and you're zapping this and zapping that. Something inevitably will break. And you don't need this complexity in your business. More complexity means more opportunities for things to break and fall apart. Really, the truth is, most of us need to simplify. And I'm here to tell you that when you simplify, you're better able to amplify. Simplify your business to amplify your results. I want to build a solid, sustainable business that will continue even if social media disappears. And if that's what you're interested in, if that's what you're interested in learning, how to make and create a burnout-proof business, a hustle-proof business, and how to say no to hustle culture and never having enough time, never having enough energy, and never having enough money in your business, then I want you to stay tuned for this series because we're going to dive into some of the key strategies that can quickly start shifting things for you and your business. So in this series, I'm going to dive into how to break free from these cycles of time, energy, and money poverty. We're going to talk about strategies that are sustainable, not about doubling or tripling your revenue overnight. That's not the goal. I'm going to focus on creating systems that help you work less and profit more. Systems that keep your business running smoothly without you having to hustle every day. Again, it's about simplifying to amplify. If you know anything about me, I'm here to fight against that and to help more people truly achieve their goal of doing work they love for clients and having the impact that they truly want to make. So this is done with the hustle culture, ditch the burnout. It's time to create sustainability. It's time to simplify to then amplify. All right. If this is what you're looking for and is this a series that you're excited about, I'd love to hear more from you. I can't wait to dive into this conversation over the next coming weeks. But in the meantime, head on over to the Facebook group, CEO Amplify, and let me know. I'm ready for this series, Donna. I can't wait to hear how to ditch this hustle culture, how to let go of burnout, and how to simplify in order to amplify. Until next time. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.